Federal Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre spoke out on October 28 in support of a private member's bill that was drafted following the death of Kelowna's Bailey McCourt. "This could have been prevented," Poilievre said, with friends and family of McCourt standing behind him, including McCourt's aunt Debbie Henderson and stepmom Trish McCourt. McCourt died following a public attack in Kelowna on July 4. Her ex-husband, James Plover, has been charged with murder in relation to the incident. Hours before the attack, Plover had been found guilty of choking and uttering threats, but was not placed in custody while awaiting sentencing. "There are countless who have lost their lives because liberal laws have turned their perpetrators loose on our streets," the politician stated. Poilievre addressed Bill C-225, sponsored by Frank Caputo, which looks to better protect victims of intimate partner violence by prohibiting a peace officer from releasing a person arrested for an intimate partner offense if the person has committed an intimate partner offense in the preceding 5 years or is at large on a release order in respect of an intimate partner offense. "These are important common sense steps that will protect all victims of domestic violence, especially women," said Poilievre. The conservative leader said he is ready to work with any party to get this bill passed. "It doesn't matter who gets the credit. Let's do the right thing." Plover has been charged with murder and is set to appear in court on November 25. The charges have not been proven in court. The Liberal government has introduced a bail reform bill, but it is different than Caputo's. Attorney General Sean Fraser said in Victoria, BC on Monday that the government plans to introduce another bill specifically aimed at intimate partner violence and sexual violence.